Salieri's Fair of Venice here on Kansas Public Radio this morning. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me today. I thought we would visit Venice together, take a pretend vacation away from all of this cold weather. That actually premiered on this day in 1772, if you can believe it. And well, it has inspired me to play other music about Venice. I found a Carnival of Venice theme and variations by a composer that I'm not sure you've heard of before. I like saying his name. It's Paul Jean-Jean. Very French. That'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we're going to bop over to Vienna because everyone, well, not everyone, but many people know Schumann's Carnival Jest in Vienna. It's somewhat of a humorous thing to listen to. But beautiful music, so we'll listen right now. It's with Marie Pariah on the piano, Schumann's Carnival Jest in Vienna, before we get back to Venice, here on KPR. The very grand Carnival Jest in Vienna by Schumann here on KPR, Marie Pariah at the piano. We'll be visiting Venice again and Paris, but quickly we're going to hop over to Japan. Get this, support for KPR comes from Brad Harsman, a teacher, U.S. Army musician, and longtime KPR supporter listening from Japan. Brad, that's awesome. Thank you for listening to us. Brad is wishing a happy Kansas Day to his kids and all the sons and daughters of Kansas. Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, Brad. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting horn player, jazz pianist, and composer Chris Comer in concert, featuring works by Brahms, Massenet, Vivian Lee, and Comer, Thursday, February 12th at the 1900 building. More information is at bacharyasoloists.com. Paul Jean-Jean, I love saying that name, was born in 1874. He was a French composer and clarinetist, and I have one of his compositions here for the clarinet and piano. It's the Carnival of Venice, yet another. This is so fun. It's a morning of carnivals. James Campbell is on clarinet and John York is on piano. The French composer Paul Jean-Jean's Carnival of Venice, now on KPR. Something super delightful here on KPR by Paul Jean-Jean. The Carnival of Venice, theme and variations, James Campbell on clarinet and John York on piano. I love that. Definitely had the carnival feel for sure. Next hour, ooh, I've got a Haydn symphony because that always makes me smile. And it's Thursday. We could all use some smiles. We are going to head over to Paris here in just a moment. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And you can celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, the 27th and 28th of February. It's a weekend packed with parties, live music, including the jet-setter jazz of Nutty plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. Wow. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. And support for music on KPR, of course, comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansans and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research is at ku.edu, and here at KU it's 22 degrees and cloudy, but the sun is trying to peek through the clouds. Let's all go take a vacation to Paris now with George Gershwin. It's his An American in Paris. And this is one of those oldie but goodie recordings, I like to say, with Leonard Bernstein and the RCA Symphony Orchestra. So a nice little blast to the past to get our minds into a good mood with all the beautiful music that we have right now here on KPR. From a time long ago, 1947, fun to catch an LP every now and then. Gershwin's An American in Paris here on Kansas Public Radio. Leonard Bernstein and the RCA Symphony Orchestra. A little piece of history. Well, we're up to, we're still at 22 degrees. And it's still cloudy. I heard something about snow, maybe a few flurries, but I'm still waiting for spring. I know it's not even February yet. Oh, you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. More music coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. And you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, a party sure sounds fun, but I'm sure many of you are working hard this week, and I've got some music dedicated to you coming up a little bit later this morning. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details are at fullcirclesustainability.org. NPR News up next. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Border czar Tom Homan says the federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota can ease, but he told reporters this morning a reduction in federal immigration forces will depend on cooperation from state and local leaders. President Trump sent Homan to Minneapolis this week. That came after federal agents shot and killed a second protester this month in the city. The Justice Department is charging 16 people with assaulting or impeding federal officers. Minnesota Public Radio's Matt Sepik says this came during immigration enforcement efforts in Minneapolis.
Attorney General Pam Bondi posted the names of all 16 and many of their photos to social media even before the cases were unsealed, drawing a sharp rebuke from a federal judge. 12 of the defendants made their initial court appearances Wednesday and were freed after prosecutors declined to seek detention. Defense attorneys call the charges bogus and politically motivated.
Matt Sepik reporting. Hundreds of protesters marched yesterday outside.
She knows that the election is still 9 months away and a lot can happen in the meantime. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow was down 350 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting A Private Life. Starring Jodie Foster as a psychiatrist who investigates the sudden death of one of her patients as a possible murder, now playing in select cities, opens wide Friday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The Pretend Garden Girl Overture here on Kansas Public Radio. That was by Mozart, Sir Colin Davis, and Staatskapelle Dresden. I am Destiny, pretending I am in a garden full of flowers. I'm really trying to usher in the warm weather. I hear actually that temperatures might be a little warmer next week. That's very exciting. Here in Lawrence, it's 23 degrees. We have gained a degree. To put a smile on your face towards the bottom of the hour, I've got a Haydn symphony. Yes, I do. Those are always fun. Right now, we haven't heard much horn music lately, so I've got a sextet for two horns and strings by Beethoven. This is a pretty nice listen. I hope you enjoy it. I will tell you about all the illustrious players after we listen to it together, right now, on KPR. Beethoven's Sextet for Two Horns and Strings here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Ronald Neal conducting the Dallas Chamber Orchestra with Greg Hustis and Bill Scharnberg on horn. Good to listen to some horn music. And of course, Beethoven, because why not? We're about to hear from Beethoven's teacher. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. Alrighty. Up next, a Haydn symphony, number 98, the sixth of the 12 London symphonies that he wrote. And, you know, there's a little harpsichord part in there that they think, historians think, that Haydn probably played himself. And that got me thinking, could you imagine if you were in the orchestra back then and Haydn was playing the harpsichord part and, I don't know, the orchestra wasn't playing the music like he wanted. Would he have yelled at them? I don't know. You see, in all my free time, all I do is practice violin. And what I would like to do is read letters from composers about their experiences. Mozart has some great ones, but I'm curious. I bet Haydn was a nice guy. His music's pretty funny. This is a humorous symphony, number 98. Bela Drahos is conducting the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. Enjoy on KPR. Haydn Symphony number 98 here on Kansas Public Radio, Bela Drahos and the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. I almost heard a little cuckoo, like beckoning spring. Okay, I'll stop. I know, it's enough with the spring. It's still winter. I get it. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
The surge of federal immigration agents to Minneapolis has resulted in two deaths and a city on edge. One local restaurant is responding the way it knows how.
I'm a chef, so the way that I show compassion is through food.
I'm Juana Summers in Minneapolis, hot lunches in a cold city, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR, weekdays at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And tonight on KPR at 7, another chamber music night from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival. Check out the Prokofiev Quintet for winds and strings, also a string quintet by George Onslow. Classics Live, Thursday night at 7, hosted by Cordelia. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 23 degrees. It's 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
Live hour, the Dow is down 110 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Anderson's The Typewriter here on KPR for all of you hard at work with the approaching weekend upon us. That recording featured Frederick Fennell and the Boston Pops. Oh, I love that. I'm Destiny and I'm a violinist, but you know, I bet I could play The Typewriter because I do have somewhat of a sense of rhythm, and I would love to do that someday in an orchestra. There, that's on my bucket list. Oh, for all of you working so hard, I've got some Strauss. I do. Morning Papers Waltz. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it's pretty neat. That'll be a little later in the hour. I've got to give a big shout out to a listener from Japan, though. This is so exciting. Support for KPR comes from Brad Harsman, a teacher, U.S. Army musician, and longtime Kansas Public Radio supporter listening from Japan. Brad is wishing a happy Kansas Day to his kids and all of the sons and daughters of Kansas. I love that. And I love all of our listeners. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. I mentioned Strauss. That will be Johann in a little bit. But right now we're going to listen to Richard Strauss, something called Happy Workshop, because I know you are all working so hard. This is the new Philharmonia Orchestra, and it's a sonatina for 16 winds. Hope you like it on KPR. Happy workshop here on KPR for all of you out there that are hard at work. Richard Strauss, his Sonatina number 2 for 16 winds, the new Philharmonia Orchestra. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, many other great frequencies, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. All righty. How many of you read the morning paper? I'm going to say stick to classical music instead. Johann Strauss II. This is the Morning Papers Waltz. Of course, that's the translation. Who knows what he really meant by that, but we're going to listen to it with the great Philharmonic, Vienna Philharmonic, the great, let's try again. Rebooting. We're going to listen to the great Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra play this for us right now on KPR. The great Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR playing Johann Strauss II's Morning Papers. I love that. What a nice waltz. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are at 24 degrees. Jeff Watson is in with more music for you next hour. Looks like Topeka is 25, Manhattan is 25, Junction City and Emporia, you are all at 26 degrees, Atchison's at 23, and Chanute is the winner today. You are at 30 degrees right now. By the way, don't forget to mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th, because that's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred, haha. And you are invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org and then join us for the fun. February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence, Kansas. That does sound like a lot of fun. The Retro Cocktail Hour is a fun show. Daryl's definitely a great host. Oh, it's almost Friday, which means it's almost Classics by Request. Yes, indeed. That is tomorrow, folks, 9 to noon, and I've got some of your favorite requests this week. I think the carnival theme must have inspired many of you, because I've already heard from some of you requesting Sasson's Carnival of the Animal. Animals, plural. So I think I'll play that for you tomorrow. And maybe something for all of you dog lovers out there. I do like dogs, but of course, I love cats, too. I digress. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a benefit audio sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at Lawrence Public Library, Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier. Local low waste, groceries, soap refills, and more. Info at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Live.